This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that the U.S. is working to find a diplomatic outcome to tensions with Iran, which has been blamed for an attack on Saudi oil facilities. But he warned if diplomacy fails, President Donald Trump will make necessary decisions to achieve objectives. In an interview with ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says both he and President Trump want to give diplomacy every chance.
When it's the case that we no longer believe that we can convince the Iranian regime to behave in the way that we've asked them to behave, just to behave like a normal nation, I think the whole world knows, including the Iranian regime, of American military might.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Sunday the presence of foreign forces in the Persian Gulf area would create insecurity in the region. U.S. President Trump has admitted talking about corruption with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, but stopped short of saying that they talked about investigating 2020 leading Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. A Wall Street Journal report says that Mr. Trump urged Zelensky 8 times to investigate Biden and his son Hunter. Trump reportedly wanted to know whether Ukrainian gas company tried to win favors by hiring Hunter while Joe Biden was U.S. vice president. The president said the White House will make a determination whether to release a transcript or details of that phone call, which came in July, 2 months after Zelensky took power in Ukraine. A visiting Afghan Taliban delegation held talks with senior officials in China Sunday to discuss the Islamist insurgent group's now-defunct peace negotiations with the United States. The insurgent visit comes 2 weeks after U.S. President Trump had abruptly called off his administration's months-long peace talks, citing ongoing Taliban deadly attacks in Afghanistan.